It's Sania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. I wanted to share a word with you that has been on my heart all week. It comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 25 to 27, and it says, "When you enter the land that the Lord will give you, as he promised, observe this ceremony. And when your children ask you, 'What does this ceremony mean to you?' then tell them, 'It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord who passed over the house of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our home when he struck down the Egyptians.' Then the people bowed down and worshiped." And this word really has touched my heart in so many different ways because it's so personal. It's a word about what this ceremony means to you, how this ceremony affects you. And I just really love how personal the Lord is in just explaining and giving the people an answer about why this ceremony is taking place and what it means to them. And it really had me thinking about what Jesus means to us. We didn't physically go outside and put blood outside of our doors, but Jesus came as that lamb, and we pour that blood upon our lives, on our hearts, and then death passes by us, and our lives now have a hope and a future that we can live and not have to continue in the darkness and the death and destruction that our lives once were destined for. And our children want to always see what things mean to us. Our children always want to see that it's something that is personal to us, that we're not just doing something just to do it, but we're doing it because there's a purpose for it. I always think of my kids, and sometimes we have to clean their room. And there's little things that I see as meaningless, things that are not important that I want to throw away, but they have a story behind them. They're important to them. And they'll tell me like, "Oh, Mom, we can't throw this away because my friend made this for me and now they're not in my class anymore. Or my friend made this for me and it's special to me and I save it and I keep it in my Bible because I don't want to lose it." So those things become personal to them. And when they're personal, they have meaning. And when they have meaning, then I can't throw it away because it's something that becomes special to me. And so I want our children to have that same personal relationship with the Lord, that the Lord becomes so special to them that they can't ever give him up, that they can never walk away from him, that they can never let go of him, because he means life to them, because he means salvation for them. Because when their lives were meant for death, when their lives were destined for destruction, God came and he brought life to their life. So I just want to pray for the children that they would hold on to the Lord, that Jesus would be so personal to them, that there would be such a love and an understanding of who he is that they would never be willing to let him go. Lord, we thank you so very much for your word, Lord. We thank you for the way that you lay things out for us. We thank you for the love that you have and the provision that you have for us, Lord. We thank you that you made a way where there was no way for our lives, Lord, and that you have come to save us and to rescue us from the destruction that we were headed for. And we just thank you that you have been so merciful and loving and kind to us, Lord. And we pray this day that our children would understand that same love, that same mercy, that same kindness that was given to them, Lord, that they would understand that life has been given to them and that love has been given to them, and that they would hold on to you, that they would love you, that they would know you, that they would seek after you, and you would become just as precious as that paper in a Bible, Lord, that you would become the most precious thing to them, and that they would never be willing to let you go. And so, Lord, we just pray over the children this day that you would become precious to them, that you would become something that they would be willing to hold on to and never let go. That when someone asks, "What does Jesus mean to you? Why do you serve him?" And it's because you saved us. It's because you rescued us from what our lives were destined for, and you have promised to give us a hope and a future in you. Amen. God bless you guys, and I pray that you would have a wonderful week. I'll speak to you soon.